morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 to you, PT.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Man, did those guys steal the show Friday night. Motionless and White. And one hell of a show to steal. That wasn't a low bar to just become the best on stage. Those guys were the best on stage. In a whole group of people who killed it. Even that awful POD who wants to fight everybody just for, you know, being fragile and hearing the wrong words. And another thing, a Frenchman. What happened to the honorable Nathan Peterman, the guy that we gave it? All we credited him for was his honor.
Yep.
Like, he's such an honorable man. And Brady and I know how golf works. We've been in. They were sitting in their two golf carts at the end going, you know, technically none of this was really in the bag. Like, yeah, those guys, we're keeping the good stuff. And then they laughed at us. And Nathan Peterman, that sumbitch, all we told him was, you're so honorable that you actually, we're going to have this John guy call you and take you with because you served our country. That's what you get. I ought to. This guy, Beerus, says, you guys are going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And I said, that's not the point, Beerus. He's Latin. Then give me my jerk hat.
Like, you're sitting here going, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Beerus says
I'm not going to miss bills, but I still wanted that stuff. The whole reason I gave it away. You give Brady and I our jerk hats. Not used either. God damn it.
You're getting all used gear back.
These guys are spilling their seeds all over our jerk hats.
They're probably using a little Pornhub with the VR, too. There you go.
Damn it.
I'm hoping they just climbed Mount Everest or something.
Let me ask you something. Mr. President, have you ever used a jerk hat? Have you ever had a VR? Oh, yeah. I jerk off all the time porn. It's so great to have the president sitting in a room with me, and nobody's acting like it's weird.
I was sitting there with Howard Stern, huh?
We listened to a little bit of the Stern and Biden. It's a couple
commercial.
Of insanely old men. Bartles and James had more energy. You're so spry. I can't get over how incredibly spry you are.
I feel really spry. I
don't know what you're saying, but I know it's good. Whatever those words are coming out of it, it's a change in policies. It's great. If Trump gets in, it's the end of democracy.
That's what I've been saying. Well, he's put me in.
I agree. Whatever the hell that was. Anyway, I got to listen to that later today because it's awkward at best. The reason I'm kind of locked in on it is because people won't stop talking to me about it. Like, I'm going to do anything about it. All I'm going to do is.
That's the time my uncle got eaten by cannibals, Howard.
No, but I bet it's riveting. You tell that tale here, please.
Best meal they ever had.
What does Biden meat? What does it taste like?
A Frenchie just emailed you.
Biden by you, the Biden man. Never trust a French herb, right?
Well, that's a given.
I believe that to be a fact. What do you think? You're juicy or dry? I mean, tell me why I would. In other words, if I ate Jill, have you been in her enough to like flavor her? It's like a meat rub. John the Frenchman has fired back. The guy who stole all our stuff. It's in the works. I'll be there tomorrow morning, you Junos bastard.
Now he's insulting you.
Wow.
Look here, Frenchman.
Yeah, how dare you?
This is the kind of stuff that Biden's going to stop. You know, aren't you? Spry, incredibly talented Joe Biden.
Hey, you got him out of the chair. I need help.
Somebody help him out of the chair.
That's clearer than what I heard.
Oh, it's radio. I can't do the real Biden or people just be like, oh, it's a guy dying. I mean, here's a list of your accomplishments. You want to go on like one at a time. The gay marriage.
The gay face.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I'd have said. Red Robin, you've heard me say that a million times. Sometimes I say blah, blah, blah. And people, it's like a policy now. God, you're so good. It's just weird to me. I gotta sit down and really kind of wrap my head around how that happened. Travis would like to nominate John Gauthier as a recipient of Nathan Sutherland Bag of the Year Award. They walk amongst us.
Wow.
That's a little rough.
He's up there.
Travis says, I think those losers should be runners-up at least for the S-Bags of the Year, pricks. Maybe we name the award after John this year. The John Gauthier Bag of the Year Award. I like John. He's actually really fun. Nice on the
when
email.
He's not stealing
when
your
he's
stuff.
Not, yeah, when he's not busy Frenchifying all my things.
It's a trap!
Let me ask you this, President Biden. Would you ever nuke France for me?
I nuked the French the time I got arrested on that porch with black people on it.
No, but I bet it's a great story. Go ahead.
Now, get the Sibian.
Yeah, let's ride the Sibian while you do that, because that's what people want.
All right, fire it out of Sibian.
Uh-oh, it's broken. There it is. All right. Tell the story about how you were arrested with blacks.
Oh, God.
Up, there he goes. The third time the president's ejaculated on the show. I could do this all day. I don't know if it's entertaining or I'm having a time of my life picturing Joe Biden on the Sibian and Stern just dealing with it. All right, he wants to ride the Sibian again. We got to get to some policy talk here, Mr. President.
Yeah, one more time. I'm around.
I mean, how much is in this guy? That's a bastard. I mean, how many times? Is he going to break a record? Look it up. Get on Guinness and see if...
He's on it, Howard.
Brettle juice. Get on there with him. Sorry. I digress.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. Almost needed it for a POD this weekend. In fact, I got Josh, who was there with his son. Talk about awesome. Josh Ackerman took his son to his very first concert Friday, was U-Fest, to see Motionless in White. Now, this kid is a prodigy on the piano. Guess his name.
Beethoven.
Braden.
Ludwig.
Braden. Elton.
Braden.
Braden.
Yeah. That's an easy guess. So anyway, no, this kid knocks it out by ear. He started playing this Motionless and White stuff. Sent him a video. He's like, he's so psyched for this. His first concert, he's backstage. He's hanging with the band. It's got to be the greatest. We've ruined this kid forever. He could never have a concert like that again. And they had a great time. So, but I had to lean on Josh. I'm like, hey, I need your help here. POD wants to fight me. And he's like, we'll be all right. And I'm like, I have the utmost faith that Josh is there to help me de-escalate this and get to the right spot. We laughed about it, but it was also a moment where it's like, I knew to get out of situations that I put myself in that night. And that is because I like the guys from React Defense. They've taught me, like, when somebody says, hey, this is going sideways, listen to those people. These guys aren't happy with you. Walk away. And here's the other thing I learned, because I've been through their de-escalation program. You're in a room full of people and you don't know them. When one guy's mad at you and you don't know anyone else in the room and he does, there's a chance all of them are going to try to kick your ass. So there's no point in bowing up on one dude just to save your pride. I did what I'd been taught. I ran like a Frenchman. But that's...
You listen to sage advice. Hey, yeah. Time for you to go.
You need to go. Like, really?
Yeah.
And then in my head, it went right back to the training we've had, which is when the room says, you got to go... And you don't know anyone in the room, and one dude wants to fight you, but the other guys are on his side, you don't know what those other guys have. Get out. Run like a Frenchman. And that's what I did. And it, you know what it did? It saved a lot of grief and a lot of trouble. I know it sounds cowardly, but was there a fight with POD? No. It's a great story. That's all. Was there a big dust-up mess? No. Did it cause trouble at work? No. But it could have. Had all I had to do was bow up back to the dude from POD. But through years of training, I learned not to fight POD. You don't realize that you use it every day. And that's the amazing part. And it's easier to sign up now than ever. You go.
Can't wait for the new commercials. Were you in a fight with POD?
Were you almost in a fight with the fragile drummer of POD? Sure. Who hasn't been? But yeah, and it's easier to sign up now than it's ever been. ReactDefense.com. They'll get you in the weapons defense seminar coming up in June. Throw in a month worth of training, and it's $199 for all that, which is incredible. Personal training for that price is unheard of. Get over there. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me because I can't talk.
Jerry Seinfeld says you shouldn't have to worry about being politically correct if you're a comedian. If you're a good enough comic, yeah, you know how to deal with it. He says, you know, pick up the paper, find out what's going on, and just navigate around it.
Turn of a phrase. You have to pride yourself on how you say something, not what you say. That's the big difference. I think he's 100% right.
And he goes, if it's funny, too, that's the key. I mean, if you're funny enough to do it,
Jerry's become,
do it out of a...
He's less funny and more of like a comedy sage. He's always telling you how comedy works now. But in this particular, I saw that article. In this particular case, it's 100% right. It's like a bad comic will step in it. A good one will have that same exact topic and make you think and laugh and walk away from it. Just, it's a turn of a phrase. It's wordsmithing. It's a gift.
Lori Loughlin did an interview with the First for Women magazine. And when asked about her challenges in recent years, she had this to say, you know, about the whole USC
prison and all that.
And doing some time. She goes, for me, it's like the song says, I get knocked down, but I get up again. And people like finish up. So you drink a whiskey drink? Then you drink a cider drink? Vodka drink?
Lager drink? You drink a cider drink?
Keep moving forward, she says. Which she has. You've watched it. I haven't seen it yet, but the baby reindeer.
Oh, I love it.
The so woman. There's a woman that's stepping out saying that.
She's the one.
Yeah, and yeah. She's going to sue Netflix.
No.
For defamation.
Well, she's the lunatic.
And the guy, exactly.
The guy went out of his way to make it not her.
Yeah.
And never reveal. And now she's coming out going, that's me. I'll sue. We wouldn't have known. It's the Nirvana baby. Mm-hmm. That's me. I never wanted to do that. It's like, well, nobody would have known if you'd have just shut up. It's embarrassing. Now, he had a beef that he never got paid, evidently, but that's
his
parents.
His parents' problem?
Yeah. He's a baby.
A website published the list of the most intense acting performances of all time.
Gary Oldman, top five in all.
Oh, that's overacting.
Oh, okay.
Most intense acting of all time?
I have the top seven. Number seven was Robert De Niro as Travis Bickle, Taxi Driver.
I would also say, what's his name in Gangs of New York? But it wasn't Gangs of New York. It was the There Will Be Blood.
Number two,
that
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That is the most intense acting I've ever seen in my life.
I never even knew the character's name, Daniel Plainville.
I don't remember it.
Or Plainview, sorry.
The Joker is like the Hangover next to There Will Be Blood. Like, it is the saddest.
Wow.
Have you seen it?
No.
It is so insanely dark.
They gave the nod to brutal. The other Joker. They said number one was Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
That's the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Number three was Jack Nicholson as Jack Torrance in The Shining. Number four, Bobby De Niro back in as Jake LaMotta, Raging Bull.
Pretty great.
And then number five was Charlize Theron as Eileen Wuornos.
That's right. And number eight was Pauly Shore in Biodome.
Didn't make the cut.
A lot of people forget the depth of acting that. He was amazing at one point. Jake Ryan in The Phantom Menace also. Was that his name?
No.
Jake Lloyd. That's right. Jake Ryan
Jake
was
Ryan 16 Candles.
That's right. That's right. Jake Lloyd. Anyway, all right, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. Nobody going anywhere tonight?
No.
All clear. Monday's in the books. We're done. I'm going to take a lozenge. Thank you for tolerating my throat today.
Maybe do that laser therapy that John Bon Jovi did. Stand in front of a laser.
Yeah. Is that what he did?
Yeah, I watched that.
All right. Well, get me some info. We'll try to fix it. In the meantime, let's get you back on the Sibian. Guy said, I like that your voice is making President Biden sound like Freddie Roach.
They had a big fight this weekend. How do you do that? They're very similar.
And Frenchie wants to know what KUPD is giving away next.
Frenchie's out.
Frenchie, you are out.
It's a trap.
He's going to steal it. Hide your wallet. Frenchie's loose. We're done. You guys have a great day. Be kind to Larry because he gave you a show on Friday through all that hard work and grinding. And put a hell of a U-Fest together. That was a lot of fun. So Larry's your guy. He's got tickets for you to something else now. Just call him up and tell him you love him or email him and say the same.
Ladies, take him out.
That's right. Ladies, let's step up to the plate a little bit.
Say thank you, Larry.
Let's roll over for Larry. Ladies of Phoenix. It's about time. All right, we're done. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.